Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Lynn Sellers and Kim Draper, who are co-founders of the Autism Support Connection, or TASC, as it is commonly known as throughout the listening area. Thank you two so much for joining me today, and we're going to be talking about something great in the month of April, autism awareness, because it affects so many people, probably worldwide, but I know this area affects a lot of people in this area particularly. First of all, thank you two for joining me again.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background with TASC first before we get into what you've got going on in the month of April?
We started our group in 2011. Lynn contacted the Eisentrout family of the Orpheum in Hillsboro and started sensory-friendly movies. And that same year in September, we had our first support group meeting at the Hillsboro Free Methodist Church. And we've been going strong ever since. We just really felt there was a need in this area. Lynn and I had attended some groups in Springfield, but they didn't provide childcare. So we would have to find a sitter, drive an hour, attend an hour or two, drive an hour back home. The same thing with the movies. They show those in Springfield monthly through the AMC theaters. Mm-hmm. But again, for our kids on the autism spectrum, it is a very difficult thing to sit in a car, sit for a couple of hours, sit in a car coming home. So we said, why not? People had even made comments and approached us about starting something in this area because there just wasn't anything close. But we're not exclusive to Montgomery County. We have several families that come from Fayette County, Macoupin County, Christian County, from all over. But we've been going strong since 2011.
That's right. And it started in 2011 because of the fact, just as Kim touched on, there weren't any resources for us because personally we both have sons that are on the spectrum and we were desperately seeking support and resources and we had to travel either to the St. Louis area or to Springfield area to find any of that. So that was when we just all of a sudden thought, hey, let's see what we can do.
I imagine a lot of people know of autism or at least have heard about it, but maybe could you tell a little bit about what it is specifically for those who don't have a great understanding of what it is?
Sure. They look at it as a neurological behavior disorder. It's not classified as a mental disorder like you would have, you know, schizophrenia, depression, bipolar, but the people on the autism spectrum have a brain that just maybe the firing of the neurons don't connect like a typical brain does. And so the way that they look at things is very different from the rest of us. Often there's communication disorders. My youngest son was nonverbal until about 3.5 years old, but my oldest son was more verbal. And social issues can occur with autism where they have a difficulty with relationships. They don't pick up on social cues like you and I might. They can also have sensory issues. Lynn and I were just talking about that. My youngest son, sorry, Owen, to pick on you, but he's 14 now and he's come such a long way. But sensory issues for him when he was little, he wouldn't put his feet down barefoot or in shoes on wet surfaces or snow. We had a whole season of carrying him. Tags in clothing. Smells were a huge thing, and he's come a long way with that. Still has a pretty sensitive smeller, but he's not as offended by smells as what he used to be. But everyone is very different, and having two children in the household, what might be an issue for one is not for the other, or they both, you know, had issues with some communication. And our group is really the one thing that I didn't anticipate, and I just wasn't thinking ahead, is that our boys have formed friendships mm-hmm. as a result of this. I was thinking, you know, we're providing a support group and information and in a listening shoulder for families and maybe just for families to even, you know, come and you know, cry on a shoulder or whatever they needed. We have guest speakers that come to our group meetings. But what I didn't realize is that throughout these 7 years, my boys have formed very strong bonds with these other families and other kids, and they love their friends, and they look forward to seeing them at our monthly movie and our April activities that we have set up. And it's just been really, really neat, and that has just helped them tremendously.
I was just going to add on to that. That's exactly some of the things she highlighted was it is called a spectrum disorder because there's no two kids are alike. Mm-hmm. They have similar issues, but they're not, it's not cookie cutter. It's not a cookie cutter disorder. It affects each child. And I will say that it affects nearly five times more boys than it does girls.
Okay.
And it's still unknown. There's no specific cause that they found, but research continues. And the numbers continue to grow. When my son, he's 14 now, but when he was diagnosed at the age of 3, the rate was 1 in 150 kids. Now it's 1 in 68 kids that are diagnosed. So just continues to climb. So it is an issue that's not going away, and we're now beginning to see more and more adults on the spectrum or young people who are now moving into their adulthood and, you know, looking for their place in the world. And our kids and young adults really have a lot to provide.
Sure.
They really do.
Do you think, as far as the rates are concerned, maybe some of that has to do with maybe the advancements in technology and being able to accurately diagnose things now?
Absolutely.
As opposed to years ago?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
I look back at, you know, my growing up, and I can think of kids, you know, in school and now look at it and think, oh, I bet that is autism, but we just didn't know back then.
Right.
And it's so, you know, on the magazine stands, if you're standing in line and you see, you know, Oprah Winfrey talking about it, or Jenny McCarthy, or, you know, famous people that have children of their own, you know, it's people are becoming more aware of autism. Mm-hmm. And I think we're getting more accurate diagnosis and better
Definitely.
Services now. It's just people are more aware of it.
Yeah, because I know you hear, you know, a lot more people have autism today than they did years ago. Well, that may not necessarily be true. People just didn't know
right.
about it.
Absolutely. Or they chalked it up to an individual being, eccentric.
Quirky, yeah.
Yeah, and, but now through diagnostics and more research and study, they can more accurately diagnose at much earlier ages.
You've got some special events going on in April for Autism
yeah.
Awareness Month. What are some of the things you've got going on?
We have our regular monthly meeting scheduled for Thursday, April 5th. That's at 6 p.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Hillsboro. I do need to give a shout out to our teachers and teachers' aides, and sometimes we have some high school students that join us, and they have done a fantastic job throughout our years of existence of providing care so that we can do everything that Lynn and I just talked about for our families. They watch our kids, they help forge those friendships, and they provide a safe, loving, accepting environment for our kids there at the church. That's on the 5th of April, Saturday the 7th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hillsboro Junior High Old Gym. We're having bounce houses.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that we did that a couple of years ago, and the kids can come and take their shoes off, wear their socks or no socks, we're okay with that, and bounce away and get some of those energy expended. So that's Saturday the 7th. On April 14th, what are we doing that Saturday, Lynn?
It's going to be a sensory-friendly film here in Hillsboro at the Orpheum, as well as the Marvel in Carlinville, and it's going to be, I believe, it's going to be Ferdinand, the new animated movie. So come, we take care of the admission, and that includes popcorn and soda. And these are for, our events are not just for autistic children, but we do for, particularly for the movie, want anyone with a special needs child to feel free to come.
And then on the third Saturday of April, April 21st, from 1 to 3 p.m. We will be providing free bowling and pizza. You got to have pizza when you bowl.
Absolutely.
At Nisley's Bowling Alley in Hillsboro. So, again, if the kids are offended by wearing shoes, they can just wear their socks. The Nisleys are wonderful to us. So, but if they want to wear bowling shoes, that's okay too. So we have those events planned during the Autism Awareness Month, which is April.
Fantastic. Lynn Sellers, Kim Draper, co-founders of the Autism Support Connection. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about TASC or about autism awareness?
I think we've covered it.
Yeah, a lot of information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck with everything moving forward.
Thanks.
Again, that is Lynn Sellers and Kim Draper with the Autism Support Connection. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.